Welcome to the Father's Day edition of the Podfathers. This episode is brought to you by Blue Apron. Now listen, some of us can rattle those pots and pans like your boy Chaps. Some of us are culinary inclined. Others, like me, Clem, and the rest of these idiots out there, we don't know what we're doing. We need all the help we can get. We need it to be like idiot-proof in order for us to cook meals for our family. And that's where Blue Apron comes in. Blue Apron is the number one prepackaged fresh ingredients meal delivery service. What does that mean? It means they're going to deliver a few meals to you in a box directly to your house, packaged in ice so that everything stays fresh, with all the ingredients pre-portioned and measured out and sealed away with an easy-to-follow recipe and ingredients list. So it's like paint-by-numbers for dummies like me and Clem. You just follow the recipe, put the ingredients in, rattle it up, bingo, bango, bongo. You have yourself some fresh-cooked meals, and all of a sudden your kids think that you're a real father. Like, oh my God, look at that. My dad is actually like a human that can provide for me. He can cook for me, not just ordering from Seamless and getting pizza and McDonald's all the time. So go to blueapron.com. Use the promo code PODFATHERS. You're going to get a free meal, one free meal in your box. It's blueapron.com/podfathers. You get your first three meals for free with free shipping. Once again, blueapron.com/podfathers. Podfathers. Happy Father's Day, Clem. Happy Father's Day, Chaps. Happy Father's Day, fellas. Happy Father's Day to All Business Pete, who had his son over the weekend. Mom and baby are all healthy. Shout out to Welker, who's had his first Father's Day. So a lot of things going on in the world of fatherhood here at Barstool Sports, but no bigger storyline in the world of fathers than Chaps and his trip to Disney. He joins us on the phone now from Disney World. Is that
I'm still fucking here,
Chaps? It's been like 20 days.
I don't know what we were thinking, man. It's way too long.
Way too long, man. That's like, you know, when you say like when you go to like a bachelor party in Vegas, really all you need is like 48 hours. It's almost like the family version of that. You've been there for like five fucking days. You do Epcot, you do Magic Kingdom, you get the hell out of there.
Yeah, that's what we should do, what we will do if there ever is the next time. I mean, I had like last episode of Pop Fathers, we talked about it where I was really nervous. It was better than I expected it to be. I will say that. Like, especially the first few days. Yesterday was an absolute shit show. Shit show. And I don't even want to talk about it because my feet still fucking hurt. I feel like I just got off of a combat mission because I basically carried McCartney around like she was a combat pack. Like, she's 50 pounds and I had her on my back and shoulders the entire day, basically. Our fucking monorail system has gone down. Like, the monorail system was down for 2 hours. We were sitting on a boat trying to get across. It was just a nightmare of a day yesterday. Nightmare.
I feel like Chaps went to Disney, like, before the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And it somehow, like, he outlasted the NBA Finals, which is almost impossible to do. Vacation.
I mean, what you're describing, Chaps, is a goddamn tour of duty, and I don't blame you one bit, because you got a 4-year-old and an 11-year-old, and you went there for like 35 days. It was just, now, you're talking to a guy who flew across the country with like a 2-month-old to go to Disneyland. You guys told me how bad that plan was. Your plan might have been worse than mine. That's how poorly you decided. That's how bad your decision-making was to go to Disney for that goddamn long.
Well, yeah, because we had decided, well, I guess this in my brain, like, if we didn't decide, I just thought, like, we were in Magic Kingdom the first day. I was like, we'll get Magic Kingdom out of the way. That's probably going to be the shittiest park of it all because they're just going to want to do everything. It's going to be alone. We went three more times. We were Magic Kingdom so much because that was the only place that McCartney was, like, decent. Like, she was terrible at Animal Kingdom. She was terrible at Epcot. She was terrible at Planet Hollywood. The Planet Hollywood fucking sucks, by the way. That place blows.
Yeah,
there's like nothing going on there.
I can hear it in your voice, Chaps. I can hear that you're
I'm a defeated man.
Yeah, you're just down and out and battered. Now, for actual Father's Day, was there any reprieve? Was there any sort of like, hey, honey, you go, like, grab a beer, and I'll take care of the kids for a minute, or was it just straight Disney, Carrie and McCartney, the whole nine, nonstop?
Well, we spent a little more time in France at Epcot.
Yeah, okay.
At the evening.
Full body.
So I was doing some champagne, like, we were all up on the champagne trail. Then we went to Morocco and had, like, a nice dinner in Morocco, so that was good. Like, the end of the Father's Day was great. But I mean, you know, like sitting in a, it's fucking 100 degrees and you're sitting on a shitty fucking boat next by all these huge fat people. And like everybody's like pushing against you and you're like, dude, you're leaning against me, man. Like, please stop leaning against me. I'm already like, my nuts are up against my leg. I feel like the inside of my thighs played a softball game and I did some sliding around. Like, it was just ridiculous.
Yo, man, people think, I mean, it's a physical war when you got kids and you're doing these things. It's like you're going to be emotionally battered. You're going to be physically battered. When you finish up a family trip, you need, like, recovery time. You need, like, an ice bath.
The best part about it is what we talked about before, that I was going to be like, McCartney can eat macaroni and cheese anytime she wants to the entire time she's here. That plan went out the window on day two. This little bitch is eating like ice cream and pretzels for dinner. Like, it was just like whatever you'll actually put
sustenance.
In your face to
eat, yep.
It's fine.
Well, I'm happy you survived it, dude. You work.
Oh, it's not over. I got it tomorrow too.
Oh my god! I thought you were leaving
Jesus
today.
Christ.
I don't leave until 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Chaps, what are you doing?
I don't know.
So wait, are you going like back to the parks and shit today and tomorrow?
We're doing Disney Springs today.
Oh my
idiot.
God. You got to be kidding me.
There's a dinosaur restaurant we got to check out.
I'm speechless. How many days total are you going to have been there?
We left last Tuesday.
The full fucking week. You're sick. You are one sick pup, man. That is just poor fucking planning, dude. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and atheist prayers, positive vibes only to your boy Uncle Chaps, because that is a scary thought. Now, the rest of us, Father's Day, I mean, even just getting this episode together was the perfect example of Podfathers. We got Chaps calling in from Florida.
I'm in a hotel bathroom.
You're sitting in a hotel bathroom. I just came.
I can't turn the fan off, so you can hear it in the background. That's why.
I just came from a ultrasound with my wife because we're getting down to the nitty gritty of baby number two. Clem was like, I was going to come in, but I can't come in now because Sienna's sick. So right now is kind of the perfect example. I mean, we had to kick Rob Fox out of the studio for an extra 20 minutes to make it all work. Today is the perfect example of what the Podfathers do, coming right off the heels of Father's Day. Clem, I mean, if you look at the calendar and it's a holiday, that means Sienna's sick. You can set your watch to it. You can put it in the books. So little baby's not feeling well again on a holiday for you. My heart goes out to you, Clem, and Sienna.
Can you guys hear me all right?
Yep, I got you.
All right, cool. Because it's fucking chop. This is back to the Skype KFC radio days all over again. We are in the thick of it. 101 fever, right? 101.9 fever. Last night, 104. It is unfucking believable.
Wow,
we're going to stop putting calendars up in our house because she goes to the calendar probably, sees the little writing, can't read what it is. She just knows it's a holiday.
Time to get sick.
Like a And then she drinks like a non-lethal amount of poison that she has hidden somewhere and then just gets sick. It's fucking cruel. And the worst part about it is that none of us, like my wife and I and like our family, forget every single time. And then like when the holiday comes around and she's sick, we're like, oh yeah, we should have seen this coming.
Of
like
course.
It's getting to the point where it's obscene.
Were you able to enjoy? Does anybody enjoy Father's Day? That's the question. Were you able to do anything, or was it just trying to keep your kid alive?
Let me tell you about my Father's Day, Kevin.
Yeah, please do, Clem. Please do.
Because I kept this one to myself. I didn't share this part on Twitter amongst us on the text chain. I worked for my dad on Father's Day and the day before Father's Day at his fucking pool store. Different Strokes Pool. Shout out Yorktown Heights, New York. Free ad. I don't give a shit. And he asked me to come in and help because he had he needed someone just a warm body to help out. And I can't say no to my own dad on Father's Day. That's fucked up.
Right.
So that was my Father's Day. A sick kid at home, working during the day, come home, taking care of a sick kid. I fucking hate Father's Day. I'm not going to lie to you. I hate it. I hope it's dead. I want it to. I'm starting up and this is the other thing. So, like, obviously a lot of dads came in yesterday to my dad's store, like customers and stuff like that. And they're all saying the same thing about, oh, goddamn, they're complaining about Father's Day one way or the other. I almost want to start a group against Father's Day. And I was trying to figure out the name of it, and I said Fathers Against Their Day. But then the name of, like, the abbreviation is Fat D, which I guess, like, sometimes it sucks a Fat D sometimes.
I don't hate it. I do not hate it, man. The Fat D group. We can all join up. It's it. Now, let me tell you what I did, because I might be against the Fat D movement. We had to go to a christening on Sunday, on Father's Day. So we actually celebrated it with my family and my dad and my brother and shit on the Saturday. And we wake up and Caitlin was like, I booked you a massage and you don't have to come to the christening. Happy Father's Day. And I was like, this is a motherfucking trap. I was like, I talk about this all the time. I've been talking about things like this on KFC Radio and Podfathers for years now. Like, when your wife tells you, oh, you don't have to come, you have to come. So I was sitting there and I'm like, and Caitlin's, you know, very pregnant right now. And Shay, it was the christening was right in the middle of the day, meaning her naps were going to be fucked up. So if there was ever a time that Shay was going to be a nightmare, it was going to be today. And I was like, yeah, fucking right. Happy Father's Day. This is a fake-ass gift. There's no way I can cash in on this. She was like, no, seriously. Like, I know you want to just relax. I know you just want to, like, hang out. You don't have to come. And I, like, thought about it for, like, an hour. I told her. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And I sat around, and I just, I really, like, deliberated. I the pros and cons of it all. And I decided this is a full-blown trap. And I'm just gonna walk right the fuck into it. And I took my free day. I sat on the couch. I got an entire pie of pizza. I got some fried Oreos, and I watched awful movies. I watched like King Kong and some sci-fi shit. And it was the most glorious day I've ever had. I haven't had a day like that in years. I was like, thank you so much. I mean, I've been saying for weeks leading up to Father's Day, the worst part of Father's Day is that you got to spend it with your fucking kids. Well, I got the free pass. I got the hall pass to just sit on the couch by myself. I'll probably hear about it like any minute. I'm sure, you know, today something will go wrong and she'll be like, you didn't even come to the fucking christening with me. But you know what? It was well worth it. It was every father's dream come true. Shout out to my girl. Shout out to my boo for making it happen. So listen. While I understand the Fat D movement, at least for 2017, I am pro Father's Day, baby.
That's skinny.
Yeah,
D movement.
Yeah, I didn't take up my opportunity because she told me that I could go play golf at one of the Disney courses, and I was like, yeah, right.
Yeah, well, that's a different story. You leave your wife alone with two kids in Disney for an extended period of time, an entire round of golf. You're fucked. You're coming home divorced.
Yeah, I was like, no thanks. I will go on the boat ride.
I feel like Kevin thought there was a chance he'd get, like, whacked in, like, that massage parlor. Like, he was going to be, like, Mo Green, like, fucking bolt to the eye.
Honestly, I didn't know what was happening. I was looking around for the hidden cameras. I was waiting for people to just be like, you're punked. But, listen, either she's been listening to Podfathers or she's just seen the look in my eyes. I needed it, man. I just needed a couple hours away. It was great.
Actually, that's the other thing too. My gift, it never, like, my wife is not very good at, like, making sure the gift will be there by hook or by, like, there's a 50% chance I'll get, like, oh, it's coming in the mail in 2 days.
I didn't
get a gift yesterday. I got a couple, like, nice little, like, a painting by the kid and stuff. I didn't get my real gift yet, and I'm just like, you know what, Father's Day is sheets. Let's just wipe it from the books.
Well,
it's just one more day my kid's gonna get sick. That's all it is to me right now.
Just as we add more holidays, Sienna gets sick, more and more sick. My actual tangible gift.
We had that before.
Go ahead.
We had that before I left, like the gift thing, because like a month ago before I actually came to Orlando, like the fucking presents came. And my wife told me, like, do not open anything from Amazon. What do? I open everything from Amazon. I'm even forgetting about it or thinking about it. So I had like all the gifts basically that she got me. Before she even got home. So that wasn't exactly good on my part either. That wasn't a good start to the Father's Day extravaganza.
Well, listen, you've done your part. So, you know, sorry I opened up the packages, babe. But also, you know, we're just trying to survive here. We're just trying to get back home.
I got the most peak white dad gift of all time, like the pool cart for your golf clubs.
Yeah, like, that's
like
up
that's
there.
Like the most dad gift you can get.
Well, I might have you beat because my mom gives me a card. I open it up, and it was a gift card to Home Depot. And I almost looked at her. I laughed, kind of being like, good joke, Mom. Like, you know how much I've been, like, talking about shitty gifts and Home Depot and all that stuff. Like, ha, 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 this was a funny gag gift. And she was like, no, yeah, like, I thought you might need it. And I was like, you son of a bitch. But the sickest part, the only thing worse than getting a Home Depot gift card for Father's Day is when you appreciate it. I was like, yeah, because I hate spending money there. It's just I'm obviously there when something's broken or going wrong or I need to do some sort of manual labor. So whenever I'm spending fuck this. It's the most like unsatisfying expense ever. So I actually enjoyed my Home Depot gift card, which is that's
now you can be like, well, maybe I will upgrade all my lights to LEDs.
Yeah, right, because it's probably like $60 on there. The only worse moment than the Home Depot gift card was when I was out in the morning and Shay wasn't even with me, and I got some old woman wishing me a happy Father's Day, which is just like, well, all right, that's it. You look like a dad. That's where you're at. You don't even have your kid. They were just totally guessing, and she was absolutely right. And so that's where we're at, boys. Sienna's puking again. Chaps is trying to survive Disney, and I'm just like an old washed-up dad sitting at home.
And we're out of s'mores Pop-Tarts, so tomorrow's not going to be a good morning.
That's code red. That's some red alert shit right there. Go find some fucking s'mores, chaps.
I'm going to. I'm going to be on the fucking lookout today.
What you got to be on the lookout for is a fresh new pair of Bombas socks. Bombas makes socks that are stylish. They make them comfortable, and they donate free pairs of socks to the homeless or the people in need every single time you buy a pair. So you know me. I'm big on the shoes. I'm big into the shoe game, sneakers. But you got to make sure your sock game is on point as well, because a bad pair of socks ruins the whole outfit. You got to, you know, you're wearing a bright pair of green pants, Uncle Chap style. You dress it up with some nice sneakers, but you got some weird old dad tube socks on. And it kind of ruins the whole thing. Bombas, they'll hook you up with some quality socks that look dope. And like I said, it's a good cause as well. So it's a little like two for one, little two birds with one stone. Go to bombas.com/podfathers. That's bombas.com/podfathers. You're going to get 20% off. And you're going to get those socks and help out the people in need as well. So once again, it's Bombas. bombas.com/podfathers. Bombas! So,
I've been yelling Bombas like the last 2 weeks ever since I got my socks. And they have Shake Shack socks, which are sick.
Shake Shack socks.
Yeah, it has like the logo with that sick, like cool green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I missed those. And I got a pack of four the other day and I just got regular ones. I didn't see any Shake Shack socks I would have got.
Yeah.
With like the, it's like an outline of the burger and it says like the S in it and everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's dope. I want some burger socks.
It's like that's the only like branded thing they have. And I'm like, that's a fucking great brand to fucking put your name on, Bombas.
Yeah. So chaps, back to your Disney trip. This was your first Disney trip? Did I make that up?
Yeah. Since I was, as the dad part.
Right. Right. Okay.
I went when I was younger, but not as like a dad.
So obviously we know it's a battle to get through. But when I went, I really had a great time. Like, it was a lot of really good moments. It was like a time where at that point I really hadn't had like an extended period of time to hang out with Shay because she was always in daycare and I was working. So I ended up walking away from Disney like with a whole new like vibe and a whole new feeling with my family. Obviously, your kids are older, so it's not going to be quite the same for you. But is there any part of Disney that you really like? You're very happy you were there and, like, really enjoyed it? Or is it just kind of like a...
Yeah, because my older daughter goes down to her mom's for the summer. So being able to spend, like, quality one-on-one time, like, doing roller coasters and then hanging on to me. And that's been really cool, like, because McCartney she just fucking nicked the 40-inch mark. So there's only, like, two rides on the pole park that she can't do. So she barely did. And she was like kind of slouched. I was like, no, stand your little ass up so you can get on all these
rides. Yeah, I was
going
to say, we got to get you some lifts or some heels or something. Just a couple more inches.
And she went on one yesterday that was like, it was pretty legit. Like, I think it was not Space Thunder Mountain. So it's basically like Thunder Mountain, and she was so happy. Like, I thought she was going to be scared, and she was like, she always wants to sit by me if she thinks she's going to be nervous, which was a cool thing for me too. Like, if there's ghosts or anything involved, she's like, I want to sit by daddy. And so she would be like white knuckling my arm the entire time, and she was just loving it, dude. And I was looking at her knowing that when she's like 15-16 years old, she's going to be like my legit roller coaster buddy, that we're going to be going upside down and shit.
Right.
And that's pretty cool. So that's fun. And then McCartney, like, I did the little video that I put it on Twitter where she says, "Hi, haters."
Hi, haters.
And then she just kept saying it like over and over and over throughout the week. And then last night she goes, we're on our way back in on the monorail, and there's the people that are waiting on the monorail. She's like, "Hi, haters. I love you." Just kidding.
Like, you created a monster, dude.
Yeah. And now she always says, if she thinks that she like burned somebody, she's like, "Ha, burned."
I mean, I don't know what you're going to do, Chaps, because as she comes into her own and she can just start coming up with this shit on her own too. I mean, you might as well just send her to Hollywood right now, because this kid's got like acting and movies and TV written all over her, bro.
I know. And she's pretty too, so she's going to be pretty smart and funny. Like, it's going to be a nightmare for me for sure.
I love that statement right there. Yeah, she's going to be like pretty and smart. It's going to be a nightmare for me.
And I'm pretty sure they're dead right now, because there's no way that I can't hear McCartney screaming. I've been on the phone for like 20 minutes. It has never happened. They're in the room. I'm pretty sure McCartney choked to death on something.
What are you, just sitting on the toilet? You're just hanging out?
I'm just pacing back and forth in the bathroom, like trying to find the most spot with the least amount of echo in this old hotel room.
It sounded
to shit everywhere, because one bedroom house, like, we got four people living in a hotel room for a fucking month.
It sounded like yesterday you were last man on the totem pole when it comes to the shower and the bathroom and hygiene and all of that shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely last.
And you were
I'm not laughing on the bed.
You were just being treated like a dog. You're not allowed on the bed.
Yeah. And I don't blame her, because I mean, if my ass is all sweaty on the bed, that is pretty fucking gross. But after 12 hours at Disney World, I just kind of want to hang out. Like, I don't care about the repercussions 30 minutes later. I just need to put my dogs up.
Was the direct quote actually, "Your ass and dick stink"?
Yes. And it's a true statement. There's no arguing it.
No, I mean, listen, when the undercarriage situation, when you've been at a theme park of any sort for the extended period of time that you were, I mean, that is straight toxic. That's chemical warfare right there, Chaps.
And there's nothing you can do about it. Like, I had fucking all kinds of, I had anti-monkey butt, I had the Gold Bond spray going on. Still, it's a battle that will never be won. It's kind of like Afghanistan. Historically, we're not going to be able to do it.
It's like there's no peace in the Middle East. Like, that has just been raging for eternity, that whole undercarriage situation, and there's no solving the situation.
Yeah, there will never be peace in the Middle East, and you will never have unsmelly balls whenever you leave Disney World.
I mean, Chaps kicked off the week with a blog about how his dick was like a ghost because of the powder situation and the humidity. It's like it was only going to get worse from day one.
Terrifying.
Yeah, because I forgot that I put it on. Like, I forgot that I put all the power on, and I went to go do a piss, and I was like, "Oh my god, did I catch Zika?"
Well, listen, I as hard as it is with two, I have to give a shout out to my man Brian Monzo, who is Mike Francesa's producer, who we absolutely need to get on the Podfathers. He's going to be one of our next guests. He's got five kids right now. He keeps churning them out. They're all like under the age of seven or something. He keeps naming every single kid after people on the Rangers. Every single kid either has a first name or a middle name that relates to someone on the New York Rangers. And anyway, I saw him tweet a picture of what he used to go to Disney, and it was a six-person stroller. Two seats, three rows. The thing looked like a fucking industrial shopping cart of some sort, to the point where when Monzo did he Googled it to find like reviews, all of the reviews were for daycare. They were all in. They were all daycare places responding to how this contraption worked. Like, this is only for commercial use. Like, this is not intended.
Is it red?
It's not red. It's like a giant beige boat. But I know what you're talking about, Chaps. There's red and there's green, like giant like plastic ones. I know exactly what you mean.
But that's a crazy person move to stroll that around.
If he had that, that would be something. They're not as bad as that, but they are still industrial strength strollers that this dude just needs to have in his house for his own personal life because he's that fucking crazy. So I can't imagine doing what you did times two plus another kid. That's where his life is.
Nah, man.
I mean, that ain't right. That ain't fucking right.
No.
You can only buy that stroller at Costco.
How do you afford it? Where do you get it? It's straight Costco. You probably have to buy them in bulk. You probably have to get like three or four of them in one shot. It's just nuts. So
imagine getting those little fuckers out of the thing and into the thing after every single ride.
Imagine trying to get them in. Like, by the time you're putting in the fifth one, the first one is squirming and struggling and probably undid the buckle and threw her fucking food and her shoe and everything. It's like the never-ending – it's like rolling the rock up the hill. By the time you're ready to go, the other one's already out. It's a sick life. I don't know how he does it. So this is my official call to Monzo to join us on the Podfathers, because whenever I think things get bleak, I just think to myself, I'm not Monzo. I'm not even close to Monzo. So he's the guy who's going to come on here and remind everybody it could be worse. So make some time,
yeah,
Mons.
I don't know how I did that. Because if there's more, I don't do two errands in a row because I'm not getting the kid out of car seat twice.
One shot only. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get him on the show soon. We got Lynette Carolla will be coming up next week, Adam Carolla's wife. She hosts her own parenting podcast called For Crying Out Loud. And when I went out to L.A. Last year, we met up, and I told her I wanted her to be the first mom to ever make an appearance on the Podfathers. So it's finally coming to fruition. She'll be in New York later this week. We'll sit down with her and record it. So to all you moms out there who have been asking for a female perspective or a mom's perspective on this whole parenting thing, you're going to get it from one of the best podcasting moms out there, Lynette. So be on the lookout for that. I actually I went to LA just last week as well, and it was one of the most glorious things ever, man. But Clem, I'll tell you what, between getting Father's Day off and my trip to LA this past week, I got some alone time to the tune of, like, you know, 48 hours total. It was fucking incredible, man.
You know what? Remember, like, last episode when I said I'm going to miss you and I feel sorry for you? I fucking can't wait. I hope that kid comes early. I hope you leave. I hope I'm healthy, but I hope he comes today.
Well, you know what's funny, though? And this happens every time I go away. And if you go back to the episode where the three of us talked about balancing work and life, we kind of mentioned this, how, like, everything can be all good, and then the minute you got to go away, something goes wrong or something pops up, and it's something that you would need to be around for. So L.A. is coming up, and I know it. And my wife doesn't ever like when I'm away and doing these things. I mean, I was out there with Instagram models, and I'm fucking around on the West Coast while she's at home pregnant with the kid. It's just never a good scenario. And, of course, right before I go away, she has a doctor appointment, and that little motherfucker, my little fat boy who's ready to pop out soon, is totally sideways. What do they call it? Transverse or whatever. I mean, he was sideways like a motherfucker. You could see it. You just look at her belly, and I was like, that dude is completely sideways. So the doctor right away was kind of like, it was one of those, you know, you can always just hear it in the doctor's voice when they're like, oh, and I'm like, oh, fuck, that's not good. So, of course, I'm on my way out, and she's like, you know, the baby, there might be something wrong, or this or that. I was like, always when I'm about to leave and I need, you know, that's when I'm needed the most, is when some shit pops up. But we did it. We had an appointment today. My man's back down, head down. So we're back, at least for the time being, in good shape.
Yeah.
But, Clem, My point being that I'm going out with a bang, because when number two comes, it's obviously life is completely over. But leading up to it, I got some time away. I woke up on East Coast time, so it was like 4:30. And rather than go back to sleep, I just woke up and enjoyed the time alone. So we didn't have anything to do till like 11 a.m. So I just had like 6 straight hours I took a bath, Uncle Chap style. I hadn't taken a bath since I got to my new house. I was bubble bathing it up. I was blasting music. It was heaven on earth, man. It was the best.
And the best part for you is that you weren't going with, like, someone who's washed up, who, like, is tired. You're going with fucking Peter Pan, Brad Feidelberg. He's been in that life the whole time, you know? So you could just go back on and, like, act like you're in your 20s again.
Yeah, it was a perfect running mate. It was just like, we're going to hit the bars. But I can also, with Feidelberg, just be like, nah, man, I'm going to absolutely just leave you alone. And I'm going to go do whatever I want, which is nothing. I didn't even open the blinds. I was like, oh, we're in beautiful Southern California. Should I go outside, catch some sun? Should I go to the pool? I laid on my bed naked as shit, playing music, just sitting in the air conditioning in the dark for hours, like six straight hours doing nothing. It was amazing.
Ass on the sheets too, huh?
Yeah,
I'm not allowed to do that.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, straight up on the sheets, man. It was beautiful, dude.
I'm not allowed to be naked in the bed for longer than 10 minutes.
Your kid, when he was sideways, that's just the Kevin, that's Couch Clancy's, like, position. He was just getting lounging. Himself ready.
He was just lounging, man. I can't blame him, that fat little fucker. All right, we're going to get into, we're going to wrap up here with, of course, as always, bedtime stories. Bedtime stories are brought to you by Jim Gaffigan's new show. His latest stand-up, sorry, I'll never do that. We're going to get into bedtime stories to wrap up today's episode. They're brought to you by Jim Gaffigan's new stand-up comedy album, Cinco. This is a dude we got to get on the Podfathers, because Jim Gaffigan, he's much like Monzo. He just keeps churning them out. He's got 10 kids now. I don't even know how many. Every time he does a new special, he's just added a kid. It's wild. And he's one of those guys, she doesn't give birth in the hospital. They do it at home.
Oh, man.
So he's got all sorts of wacky stories about that. So, hey, Jim, open invite to join the Podfathers. But if you're not going to be on the show anytime soon, you want to catch Jim Gaffigan, you can listen to this new album, Cinco. It's the album version of his stand-up comedy special about him, his wife, and the fifth stand-up album that he's made, hence the name Cinco. He explains why cable news anchors have to be so attractive, the pointlessness of hiking, America's fascination with pickup trucks, and, you know him. He does the funny voices, and he talks about Hot Pockets and food. He's a funny guy. I'm actually always a little jealous and impressed of Jim Gaffigan, because his entire routine is totally clean. There's no vulgarity, no cursing, and it still manages to be funny. Whereas me...
He's like Bill Cosby without the rape.
Yo, how did Bill Cosby get off, by the way? It's wild. It's wild. Listen, so before we get on to Bill, Jim, I'm the type of guy, I'll just say fuck over and over and over again until somebody laughs. Jim Gaffigan's actually funny and comes up with ways to make people laugh without saying it. Bill Cosby, man, I don't know. That was a low point.
Problematic.
That was a low point for humanity. When you get away with 50 rapes, what? Now, I mean, I hope they're going to retry him, right? And I would imagine the second jury would be like, let's make sure we don't fuck this one up. But God damn, that's a scary thought that can happen.
Yeah, dude.
On to better, lighter notes here. Let's finish up with some bedtime stories instead of rape talk.
All right, I'm going to go first, and then I'm going to hang up.
You got it. Let's do it.
Things are getting intense out there. My bedtime story is tomorrow night at 9:45 p.m. Central Time. I will be back in my own house, and I just can't wait for it. I feel like I've had a week worth of possible bedtime stories, and I'm sure there's been a lot of great memories that has happened. But right now, I've been in this hotel bathroom for like 45 minutes now. Not good.
Actually bad. Thoughts and prayers. Listen, go get it in. You got about, what, 36 more hours or so to do it. Chaps, Godspeed, brother.
Give this man another purple heart.
Give him another purple heart. He deserves it. We'll catch you on the next time.
Yeah, I'd rather get another real one than do this. All right.
Later, man. Clem, what do you got for us?
Let's see. So the other night, like I said, I was working for my pops, so I was at the store, and then actually afterwards, a little cross promotion, I had to get some more snacks for Snacking Off, the new franchise that we were on.
First video drop. This is Clem's new series where he reviews snacks from ranging from your classics to weird foreign Chinese snacks and whatnot. So we debuted that last week. You'll be seeing much more to come. If you have any snacks that you think we need to review or you want to hear our opinions on it, get at Clem on Twitter, at the Clem Report, and give us snack recommendations. Continue.
So wifey was home with the baby alone, and she made her pork chops, and the kid always likes pork chops, but she'll just say she'll say she doesn't like French fries sometimes if she's just not in the right mood, you know what I mean, and ice cream. Right. So she's like, I don't know, and she goes, Mommy, what is this? And my wife's like, if she doesn't like pork chops, we're in trouble because that's all we got right now. And she goes, it's chicken bacon because my kid loves chicken and she loves bacon. And the kid goes, chicken bacon? I love chicken bacon. And I said, it's gonna be chicken bacon until she's like a teenager.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, so it was really cool seeing like something that's gonna be like a running thing that's in the house calling pork chops chicken bacon, like get to see it like basically born right in front of you. Is like, this is like the creation of a family original.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Yep. Yo, and I also got to give a shout out to Mama Clem, because it seems like she's very clever and quick on her feet with these type of things. Like, it's actually usually deceiving your child, but but I feel like wasn't there something with Santa Claus where she was like, you have to, there was some sort of trick with Santa where it was like, Santa's going to take away your pacifier or whatever.
Santa took away her bottles.
Right.
And then the Easter Bunny took away her diapers.
It's so smart.
It's so, because she like loves those two things, but she's also like, yeah, you know, like I had to trade it in and got like a shitload of awesome gifts.
Right, right. And those were awesome. Chicken bacon's awesome. I feel like she knows what like the magic tricks to get your kids to do these things. So shout out to her. But chicken bacon, first of all, that sounds like, that should be a thing, like chicken bacon.
The people, like, remember pork, it's the other white meat? Like,
yeah.
No, call it chicken bacon. Like, it's chicken, it tastes like chicken, but it's bacon because it's pork. Chicken bacon, boom. Who doesn't love chicken and bacon? Don't. And you have both in one thing. Fucking idiots at pork. They don't know how to market for shit.
So Shay is on this new phase where she answers questions, but she just answers yeah to everything. So she goes, yeah. Yeah, it's almost like
yeah.
It's like a mix between Lil Jon's yeah and Mike Studd's yeah. So she's always just like yeah, yeah. So I'll ask her anything. You know, it could be something harmless. Do you want to watch Bubble Guppies? Yeah. You want your bottle? Yeah. So I start asking her all these questions and we start filming it for fun because I know she's gonna answer yeah. So I was like, hey Shay, are you the center of attention and you're gonna hate every single second when your brother arrives and steals the spotlight? Yeah. And so I'm asking her all these funny questions like that, getting her to say yes. And then I go to her, hey, Shay, do you have me in the palm of your hand and you're going to exploit me financially for the rest of your entire life? And she just looks me in the eyes and she goes, no. And I was like, what? I was like, this is legally binding. We're going to save that video. I'm going to play this for you when you're like 15 years old and you're asking me for a dress or a car or something. Nope, you said it. That's on the record. That counts in a court of law. It was the only time she's answered no to any question we've asked her for the past 72 hours. So it was a funny moment with all her yeah, yeah, yeah. And then for her to say no to that was just absolutely priceless. So shout out to Shay.
I got some bad news for you, Kevin. I hate to do this to you. I don't want to ruin your moment. I am in the fat D moment movement, so I'm actually going towards the dark side. She's playing the long game on you. She says, yeah, you're going to be like, well, now she told me she was. Now you're like, oh, you know what?
She deserves it. She deserves it.
She's not trying to exploit me right now. She's playing the long game. They are this way from the time they are born.
They're women.
Yep.
They're women, man. Doesn't matter whether they're 1-year-old or 101-year-old. They're going to figure out a way to fucking exploit you and fuck with you, man. All right, that's it. Hopefully Chaps survives. Like I said, later this week, we'll probably be sitting down with Lynette Carollo, so look on for that episode next week, the first ever mom appearance on Podfathers. And if Chaps survives, he'll be back as well. Clem, I'll see you next time, brother. Hopefully Sienna feels better.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
All right, later.